Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, August 3rd, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 meter wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. President Robert Mugabe wins Zimbabwe's presidential election. MTC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says the Southern African Development Community and the African Union should convene a special summit to discuss Zimbabwe's general election, which he has described as a big farce.
The MTC calls for a forensic audit of the electoral process, in particular the voters' roll, the ballot papers, and the way they were printed, the special vote, voter displacement.
The United Nations says MTC leader Morgan Tsvangirai should use established channels if he is not happy with his party's election defeat by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party.
If Ban Ki-moon is saying this, then Mugabe is going to be accepted legitimately world over, because Ban Ki-moon does consult with the Americans, the British, the French, the Chinese and everybody else before he makes a statement.
And a top member of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has resigned, citing irregularities in the conduct of the country's just-ended general election. MTC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai says the Southern African Development Community and the African Union should convene a special summit to discuss Zimbabwe's general election, which he has described as a big farce. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more.
Mr. Tsvangirai told a news conference soon after a meeting of his party's National Council that he was not accepting the outcome of Wednesday's elections. The premier said he will not legitimize an illegitimate process.
The MDC totally rejects the 31 July elections on the basis of A, the process, and B, the absence of reforms. The voters' roll, voter registration, special vote, busing of people, ballot printing, access to the media, and the question of assisted voters. I just want to give you an example. In Muzarabari, there were 17,000 voters. 10,500 of those voters were assisted voters. There are many more examples.
Mr. Tsvangirai also called for a forensic audit of ballot papers that were used in the general elections, as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it printed over 8 million ballot papers, yet there were only 6.4 million registered voters.
The MTC calls for a forensic audit of the electoral process, in particular the voters' roll, the ballot papers, and the way they were printed, the special vote, voter displacement, voter registration certificates that were used during this exercise.
The Prime Minister said his party will now pursue all avenues, legal and political, to resolve the poll dispute, although he said he does not have confidence in the courts since some of its judges were unilaterally appointed by Mr. Mugabe a few days before the elections.
The MTC is determined to pursue peaceful, legal, political, and constitutional and diplomatic remedies to resolve this current crisis. The MTC National Council resolved that once all remedies.
He urged the AU and SADC, guarantors of the Global Political Agreement of Power Sharing, to convene a special summit on the fresh electoral crisis in Zimbabwe.
We further resolved that the MTC National Council resolved that the SADC organ, Troika, must investigate the role of the security sector and the militarization of the electoral process. The MTC National Council noted with great concern the frog marching, the captivity, the oppression of the rural population through the abuse of traditional leaders and the high incidence of assisted voters.
As a result of the disputed elections, Mr. Tsvangirai said Zimbabwe has been plunged into a new political and economic crisis.
In this regard, a credible, free and a fair, legitimate election must be held as soon as possible.
The Prime Minister said his party will not form another unity government with ZANU-PF, adding that his party's members will not be party of any state institutions. Asked whether MDCT members who won in parliamentary elections will go to parliament, Mr. Tsvangirai said his party is yet to take a position on that. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has declared President Robert Mugabe winner of the presidential election. President Robert Mugabe got over 2 million votes, or 61% of the vote. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports.
His nearest rival, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai of the MDCT, polled 1,172,349 votes, representing just over 33% of the total vote. ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau duly declared Mr. Mugabe winner of the presidential poll.
Mugabe Robert Gabriel of ZANU-PF party has received more than half the number of votes cast in the presidential election. Mugabe Robert Gabriel of ZANU-PF party is therefore declared duly elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from today, 3rd of August 2013.
Obed Gutu, who was representing Mr. Tsvangirai, dismissed the result, repeating his boss's statement earlier in the week that it was a farce.
We don't accept it. It's an electoral fraud. With respect, it's a mockery of democracy. It is a mockery of the people's wishes. We don't accept it. We reject it totally, wholly, fundamentally. To us, it's actually a joke. It's the joke of the year.
But Mr. Mugabe's chief election agent, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, welcomed the results, saying his party will govern for the next 5 years. He urged MDCT to accept the results. Though it has been endorsed by some observer missions, Zimbabwe's elections were marred by several irregularities, which led to MDCT rejecting the outcome. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.